Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the psychological games that people play. We're going to be talking about actually four specific games and tactics that folks use. And why are we going to talk about this today? We're going to talk about it because we need this information to be able to safeguard ourselves, to have the information to know how to rock and roll with it, to be able to know when it's happening, to see it coming a mile away, and to be able to ultimately save ourselves. You know, I found that as we go through life, a lot of times when someone's close to us, whether it's a spouse, sister, brother, good friend, mother, father, aunt, uncle, cousin, whatever, anybody that's close to you, a lot of times things happen and it's almost like it goes under the radar because we're not expecting it. We don't understand it. We don't know where it's coming from. We don't really understand the basis for what's happening. And we don't even understand what's really actually taking place. A lot of times that can be because we're so used to it. We've been around it so long. We're so used to it. Other times it can be, you know, obviously it seems to be a blindsided. We're blindsided by it. Oftentimes we may seem to always feel like we're on the defensive. We may feel like other people are ganging up on us. Sometimes we can deal with situations from our past and continue to deal with it throughout our lives. Perhaps we were raised in a certain family dynamic and certain manipulative tactics were used then, but we didn't know what they were because we were young. We had no idea. You didn't have like this entire like strategic book next to you that said, okay, wow, this right here, this is gaslighting. And by the way, this is full-on manipulation. And by the way, this is XYZ. No, didn't have it. Could use it. Would have been helpful. I know that many of us have probably made some poor life choices going through the situation after overcoming toxic families and toxic dynamics and then coming out the other side and living to tell the tale. Some folks not so lucky. And so today's show is dedicated to anybody that, well, has felt at one time anxiety, maybe sadness, felt overwhelmed, didn't know how to respond, felt like they were walking on eggshells, felt as if they were reliving their guilt or shame, feeling as though they're not good enough. All this stuff is dedicated to anybody with this show because this show is really about, it's about expanding our thought processes, really thinking about things, seeing things for exactly how they are so we can safeguard ourselves, understand, and be able to live our life better, living our true life, right? We can only live our true life when we actually know the truth, when we're walking through it. You know, the difference between that and our best life is the best is all we know, right? But once we begin to know the truth and we become more and more wise, we're able to live that truth. We're able to live in our truth and understand our truth because we have the knowledge and power to do that. Before I go any farther, this show is dedicated to Fred Weinberg. We lost Fred a few days ago, and for everybody here at US Audio Radio Networks, we miss him. And I was hoping that I was going to be able to have dinner with him. We had a lot of issues with COVID, and, you know, Fred wasn't living in the state that I'm living in, so it was tough. But he will be missed. He was a total wild man, firecracker, everything you can think of. And Fred's going to be missed. He's loved by many. And we're going to miss him at USA. So anyway, Fred, this show is dedicated to you and just wish we could have grabbed that dinner. So let's start on the psychological games that people play. Let's talk about this because this is interesting. This is at the forefront of many people's lives. And it's not just happening in your family. It's not just happening in your marriage. It's not just happening in your so-called friendships. It's also happening at work. It's happening in work. It's happening with your boss. It's happening with your coworkers. This is something big here. Okay, so if you're like, I don't have any relationship issues, well, start turning your gaze on your work. Maybe there was some crazy ultimatum, some entitlement, some stuff that came up at work recently. Started feeling bad, started walking on eggshells, don't know how to respond. So the first psychological game that I want to bring up today, I want to bring this up to start with because I think it's something that's very important, and it's a phrase that I've coined several years ago. I coined it, and I've never heard anybody else use it, and so I'm sure people will use it after they hear it on multiple videos of mine from the last few years on YouTube and probably on the show, but let's go with it. I coined the concept of forever ammunition. It's different from ammunition because forever ammunition means you've done one thing bad one time, you screwed up one time, you made a bad mistake, and guess what? Guess what? You're going to live it for the rest of your life. Like, literally, you do one thing wrong, and we're going to talk about it forever. We're going to bring it up all the time. We're going to bring it up when there's an argument. We're going to bring it up when you're arguing. Somebody's going to bring it up to get their way. Okay? Bring up the past to make you feel bad. And some of the stuff that they bring up from the past, I mean, happened 25 years ago. You might not even remember the facts around it. You might not even remember much about it. It's interesting because I've had clients tell me, you know, my wife or my husband or my ex-wife or my ex-husband or my mother or father brings up this thing that I did, you know, 25 years ago. You know, I talked to this woman one time when we were on a trip. I talked to this woman at the bar for 5 minutes, and I can't live it down, you know. She tells me about how I was going to go sleep with her, or how I should have had a relationship, or I should have married that woman. It was a five-minute conversation at a bar in a hotel. This is the type of forever ammunition I'm talking about. Perhaps you were in a relationship prior to the current relationship you're in, and you were telling the person that you're in the relationship with you're in about maybe calling an ex during, you know, calling an ex during the relationship and how you thought about getting back together. And so they might use forever ammunition on you on something that you did before they even entered the picture. Oh, well, I remember when you were telling me about you were with so-and-so and you were secretly calling your ex all the time, thinking about getting back with them. Are you going to do that now? Are you going to cheat now? Are you going to cheat like your father used to cheat? Are you going to cheat like your mother used to cheat? You cheater. I mean, think about it. I mean, this forever ammunition is wild. This forever ammunition is wild. And it's used and it's abused. It's used to make you feel like a bad person, right? It's a setup. So what happens here is forever ammunition comes out when you are trying to express your feelings or you disagree with what someone's doing and you're not going to acquiesce. Oftentimes it can come up and you're like, well, you know, I don't really agree with that, or hey, what about this? And they'll be like, what about that? What about that situation when we were in Puerto Rico that time and you were talking to that woman in the hotel lobby? What, were you trying to have sex with her? Oh, I remember that. You're like, I don't even remember the woman at this point. I don't remember who the heck I was talking to. That's the forever ammunition. And what happens here is that the conversation changes, pivots, right? It pivots into from the actual situation that was being talked about something you weren't happy with that was going on in the household, to this woman in Puerto Rico that you don't even know, never met, talked to briefly in a hotel lobby before y'all got on a bus to do some sort of tour. And that was a horrible day, too, in and of its own, because you remember being yelled at for several hours over something that didn't happen. And, you know, it's interesting because this forever ammunition gets dragged out day after day. It's like opening up a drawer of stuff that doesn't fit anymore and throwing it in someone's face. To get them off target, feel bad. What else does this forever ammunition do to us? It makes us feel guilty. It makes us feel shame because sometimes maybe there was something that we did. Maybe you did step out of a relationship. Maybe you did try drugs, or maybe there was an alcoholic problem, or maybe there was something that you actually feel some shame about that you had to overcome. And that's the worst of forever ammunition, is when somebody throws something in your face that makes you feel shame. Because shame is a low vibrational feeling, right? Shame, it sucks. It's gross. We don't want to feel shame. But, you know, when you're dealing with shame and somebody's playing that game with you, and they're making you feel bad, they get you off target. They stop the conversation in its tracks. All of a sudden, you're over there feeling shame and guilt, and you're talking about how that was in the past. I don't want to talk about it. I've been sober for 25 years. I don't want to talk about this. But it's brought up to bring you down. It's brought up to cut you down to size. It's brought up to make you feel guilt and shame, and it's brought up to control you. Right? You know, it's interesting. It's like, you know, I mean, the funny thing is, it's almost like when you're like growing up and you have friends and you're saying, you're talking something and you have something profound to say, and you say this really profound thing, and the other person says, "I remember when you peed in my bed on the spin the night party when we were all 6 years old." You know, it really takes you down to size. Okay. But this stuff's awful, because what happens with this forever ammunition is it's constantly used. It is a tactic that's used to control the situation. So the next time that this forever ammunition is used on you, I want you to realize it. You don't have to do anything about it. I just want you to catch the fact that it is. I want you to define it. I'm giving you a terminology. I'm giving you an understanding of what it means, and then from now on out, instead of going, "God, I wonder why this always happens," go, "Oh, here it is, here she is, using that forever ammunition again, here he is, doing that again, I get it, I see it, I see the tactic, I see it." And you don't have to sit there and call it out and be like, "I see that you're using forever ammunition." Nah, don't give them that power. Just know it, put it in there, realize it. And that's going to really help you to understand, and you're going to be able to realize the next time that they use it on you. And then you got to work at not falling trap into it. Right? You don't sit there and defend yourself for the 15th time about how you weren't trying to get with the woman in the lobby. You don't have to defend yourself for the 10th time about how you are sober now and you've been sober for 15 years. This is stuff that we don't have to defend ourselves. It just is a waste of time. But see, it's a control and a manipulation, because if I have you defending yourself, then what you were going to talk to me about, it doesn't matter anymore, because you're going to forget that because I have you on the defensive. Very interesting technique, isn't it? I think it is. So later on in the hour, I'm going to be talking about some other stuff, some other psychological games that people play. We're going to start talking about this. We're going to get it out there. We're going to put the information out there so you know what you're dealing with, so there is no more questions. So when I return, I'll just give you a niblet. We're going to be talking more. We're going to switch gears, and we're going to talk about the silent treatment. Okay, what the silent treatment is, why it's used, what it does, who uses it, I mean, all this stuff. So we're going to have all that information to you. So we're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to go through the silent treatment stuff and discuss it. You know, in the meantime, I just want you to start thinking. I want you to really open up your mind and catch this. You know, is it happening to me at work? Is it happening to me with my boss? Is it happening to me with a friend of mine? Is it happening to me with a spouse? Is this happening to me with a family member? Questions. Think about it. Open your mind. As we do this, it's going to help you to not only understand what's going on, but we can also be able to understand the control that someone's trying to present in our life. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey, Travis. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about the psychological games that people play. And right before the break, I talked about forever ammunition. It's a word that I've coined several years ago. Forever ammunition is different from ammunition because it's the same ammunition brought up over and over and over again, years and years later, to make you feel guilt and shame and to take you off target from what is being talked about or argued about and putting it back into your situation so that you become defensive, feel defensive, be on the defensive, and feel shame. Now I want to jump into the silent treatment. Okay, the silent treatment is a big one. Many of you are dealing with a silent treatment from a loved one, a family member, even a coworker or a boss. And it's interesting because a silent treatment is one of the worst types of control and manipulation because it controls the absolute way of communication. So basically, communication is null and void by one person. To me, that's not cool. Okay, to me, that's pretty challenging. And I've actually worked with clients who have been in households before where their significant other was a silent treatment for sometimes up to a month long. where they didn't speak for an entire month. Dysfunctional at best. And it's interesting because the silent treatment is something that's used more often because why? Okay. It's controlling. They control the communication. They literally make it where you can't communicate with them. And what happens, if any of you have been on the other side of the silent treatment, and I'm sure you have, is that you find yourself begging and pleading for the other person to talk. Am I right or am I right? Okay, where you're over there like, oh, come on, please just talk to me. Please, please talk to me. Let's just talk. Oh, my God, I need to talk. And it's like, my God, you're begging for someone to talk to you. And that's exactly what they want. And what do they do? Mm-mm. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm going to look right through you as if I'm looking at a wall. And the last thing that you want to do with the silent treatment is give in. The last thing you want to do is sit there, beg and plead for that person to talk to you. Even though that's what? That's usually the choice. What I found is the best remedy to that in the situation is say, okay, when you're ready to be a decent person or you're ready to be an adult, let's have a conversation. Otherwise, I'm not begging and pleading to have any conversation with you. I realize that when you take the wind out of their sail, because they've used this so much, and I found that silent treatment is something that's kind of handed down, right? From generation to generation. I mean, you would think it would be like a good wine, right? Instead of a good wine, it's some silent treatment malfunction, right? Who used to do this? Mom used to do this, or grandma used to do this, or grandfather used to do this, right? So you got to watch this play out. And so what do they use as their arsenal? I'm going to use the thing that mom used to use all the time on me, where she wouldn't speak to me for weeks when I do something bad. So I'm going to do that right now. And I always find that interesting because the silent treatment is one that's definitely passed down. And if you are dealing with someone that's giving you the silent treatment, you know, while they are in full silent treatment, just say, hey, who did you learn this from? I'm interested. And by the way, I'm out of here. I'll talk to you later. But who taught you this? Because I'm interested in who you learned this dysfunction from. And you don't have to be that direct, but ask them, you know, what family member do you remember giving you the silent treatment? Because unfortunately, this is a programming. Okay. And a lot of times people are on autopilot, right? So unfortunately, a lot of people are not mindful of what they're doing or why they're doing it. And sometimes just a little, well, hi, how you doing? I don't understand what's going on here is a good thing. But also, the begging and pleading for someone to talk to you, stop. And I know that that's a tendency of ours. I know that you, many of us that are begging and pleading to get the other person to talk to them has learned this because you've probably dealt with this in your own life where a family member or friend has given you the silent treatment and you've dealt with that as well. When we return, we're going to be talking more about two more psychological games that people play. And these are significant games, okay? These are significant games. These are big-time games, and these are things that are played more often than not. And both of them are a little more undercover. Okay, so we're going to be talking about that. So stay tuned, okay? We got a long segment next. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Two shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris's office is reportedly making amends after she failed to push back against a college student who accused Israel of ethnic genocide during a question and answer session earlier this week.
Your perspective, your experience, your truth should not be suppressed, and it must be heard. The point that you are making about policies that relate to Middle East policy, foreign policy, we still have healthy debate in our country about what is the right path. And nobody's voice should be suppressed on that.
Harris's senior staff reached out to Democratic Majority for Israel in order to shore up relations with the pro-Israel organization, according to Politico. More U.S. air carriers, American Airlines, Alaska Airlines, and JetBlue have announced they will be requiring employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we have been exploring the psychological games that people play. And I don't have time to talk about all the psychological games today because they would take, well, it would be one of those marathons, you know, where you, like the Harry Potter marathons where you watch all the movies all in like 2 days. You know, we would be here, you know, we'd be drinking water, lots of coffee, you know, all kinds of stuff to be able to talk about these psychological games that people play. But it's definitely something that I want to really discuss. I want to put a lot of light and shine a lot of light on this concept because this is the stuff, these are the things, these are the tactics, these are the manipulative skills that people use to make us feel bad, to hurt our feelings, to control us, to make us feel guilt and shame. And you know what? It's just not necessary in our lives to have this type of stuff in our lives. I've realized that I only want certain things around me. I want to feel good. I want to have people around me that make me, that I feel good around and that I, they... you know, I don't, these games are just, well, they're games. And we need to be able to understand when they're being played on us. In the first segment, I was talking about the Forever Ammunition. Right before the break, I was discussing the silent treatment. And the silent treatment is very controlling, right? Because it's controlling the communication. It's controlling the communication right there. Literally, you can't get any type of closure. You can't get any type of communication. You can't do anything if one person's not speaking. I mean, really. But what I've seen, like I was speaking about earlier, is that what I've seen is that that's a hand-me-down, right? It's a hand-me-down. A lot of times the silent treatment is a hand-me-down that was given from mom or dad or grandma or grandpa or aunt or uncle or somebody that they were around and they learned it and they learned it well and they were able to decipher it and use it. And then they use it all the time. Some people use a silent treatment for an hour. Some people can use it for a day. Some people can use it for a week. Some people who aren't living with you can use it for a long time. There's folks out there that you might not have heard from in 6 months. I work with some clients who their kiddos decide that they're going to use the silent treatment, and they didn't realize that their kids were using the silent treatment as a tactic for manipulation. It's very interesting. And it's interesting, too, how one of us breaks down, how more often than not, the person that's not using the silent treatment breaks down to call, to communicate, to reach out, to go over to the house of the person who's been using the silent treatment. And what does that mean? That means you're guilty. Because remember, they're trying to see who breaks first. It's almost like that old thing. You remember when you were a kid in school, in elementary school, and you had to stare down and you had to stare in each other's eyes, and the first person to blink lost, right? The first person, you blinked, you know, Okay. But that's what's happening here, is the first person to break down. And it's usually not the person with the silent treatment because they're good at this. This is part of their armor. This is their way of life. And so what I'm saying to you is that I don't want you to break down. I don't want you to be the one. If you're not creating the silent treatment and you're not starting it, I don't want you to be the one to go back and apologize. Oh, I'm so sorry. Can we talk this out? Because it's basically assuming that you're wrong. It's accepting the blame. And I'm not trying to say that we all have to be right and wrong. That is not what the show is about. It's not about that at all. But to me, it's a lie. Why is that a lie? Because if you say that you did something wrong or you apologize for something you didn't do, that to me is a lie. It's a lie. And it's like we can't have a relationship based on lies. If the other person's creating the silent treatment and it's their situation, I'm going to let them own it. Even if it's painful. Even if it's painful and I would like to talk with them, unfortunately, you got to step back and just let them go with it. Unfortunately, you just got to step back and let them go with it. I mean, I think that's part of it. Right? That's part of it. And it's hard because we have to break the programming. You have to begin to realize that, oh my God, here I go again. Okay. You know, okay, my, you know, whoever's doing it, usually I'm going to run back or I'm going to apologize or I'm going to beg them to talk to me. And this time, why is it that I want them to talk to me so bad? Why is it that I'm willing to put myself down to open this line of discussion? What is it within me that makes me want to have this discussion? Because to me, you know, honestly, I've been there before. I remember a long time ago begging and pleading that BS. And then eventually one day I started realizing, why is it that I care that we communicate? And why is it that I want to be the first one to apologize? And why am I programmed to feel that way? See, that's very interesting. Why am I programmed to feel that way? And I started waking up. And then I realized, and once I started waking up and I didn't placate the situation anymore, guess what? The silent treatment usually ended pretty quick. Because they weren't getting what they wanted out of it. There was no begging and pleading. I wasn't even around. I wasn't even around. It even got to the point where when they would call, I get around to it when I got to it. I'm not interested. I don't have time for your call right now. I'll call you back in a couple of days when I do. Because you've shown me that you can't be there for me. Why do I have to drop everything for you to find out what's going on in your head right now? Okay. But it took me a lot. It took me a lot to step back and say, okay, you know what? I've been putting myself down. I've been taking away from my value. I've been literally making myself the problematic situation instead of realizing that this is something that this other person has to deal with, and it's not something that I can change for them. But if I feel like I want to and I feel like I want to make it better, why is it that I feel like that? What is it within me that makes me feel like I need to do that? The next thing that I want to jump into is victimhood. Yes. There's a lot of folks out there that are playing the victim all the time. They're good at it. Mm-hmm. They are so good at it. And some of them are so good at it, we don't even know they're doing it. Some of them are amazingly skilled. They are so skilled. And then some of them are just annoying, and we all know they're doing it. It's the total martyrism, and you're like, okay, if you tell me again about how you had to wash the dishes and how you had to clean the house again, I'm going to puke. But at the same time, the victimhood is very real. And what happens with victimhood is there's a lot of folks out there that don't take responsibility for anything that happens in their life. And they don't take responsibility for their choices, and they don't take responsibility for anything. And so somebody's got to get on the hook. Somebody's got to be the problematic situation. Somebody's got to be to blame. And usually what happens? The blame goes to us, right? The other person says, well, I would have done that, or I could have done that, but you did this. You made me feel like that. If it wasn't for you, I could have done this. If it wasn't for you acting like this, I could have done this. Okay. The victim reality is a very interesting situation, and it's used by a lot of people. By a lot of people. And then the waterworks sometimes starts with some of these folks, right? Oh, gosh, they just start crying. And then what's our tendency? Oh, stop crying. I don't want you to cry. What can I do? What can I do? What can I do to make it better? Well, it's a temper tantrum in disguise. And what we fall with it because we don't like people crying. I don't like anger. I don't like, you know, confrontation. You know, give it to them. It's almost like when you're going through the store and you got the kiddo, you know, and you're walking around and the kiddo grabs something, and you know, like a stuffed animal or something you don't want to buy. And you're like, no, we're going to put that back here. And the kid starts crying and screaming and people are looking at you like you're abusing your child. Okay. And you're like embarrassed and you're freaking out and you're embarrassed and you're like, just take it. Just take it. Just shut up. Just take it. Let's go. Okay. And we give in. And we give in because we're so embarrassed. We don't want to look like a bad parent. Well, you know what? That stuff continues in our life. We continue to be that person in our life. And we're like, oh, God, my wife. Oh, don't cry. Don't cry. Oh, don't do that. Our friends. Oh, stop crying. What can I do? What can I do to make this better? And they talk about how they can't do this or they can't do that or they can't have a job because they can't do this and they can't make that happen. Even though you and I both know people all over the planet that are working, some of these people, three jobs, but they can't get a job because, you know, there's something wrong and they're the victim and their lives are falling apart and it's all because of them being the victim and the world is against them. And we start believing that. And I find it interesting, too, how often many of us can have troubling childhoods, troubling upbringings, financially challenged upbringings. But then someone else can come to us with a sob story that's not even nearly as tough as your story. And you're over there trying to, what, save the day. Okay. And I want you to think about it. The victim reality a lot of times is there with, you know, telling us how, you know, they're the victim, that other people have done them wrong, possibly we've done them wrong, possibly because of us, bad things have happened to them. You know, think about it. It's not their responsibility. The one thing you can garnish when somebody's playing the victim is that they don't ever take responsibility for anything that's ever happened in their life. Okay, for anything. And if we keep allowing them to take this reality, this step in their life, we are doing them not only a disservice, but we're also doing ourselves a disservice. Because, you know, I don't want anybody around me that can't take responsibility for their actions. I don't want anybody around me that can't just step up to the plate and say, you know what? Yeah, I screwed up and I'm okay with that, but I'm going to do better. We've all screwed up. We've all made mistakes. We've all had things in our life that weren't perfect. We've all had things in our life that happened that we wish we probably could change. But most of us step up to the plate and own it. We own it. And yes, some of us did things because we came from childhoods that were challenging. But we try to get back on our feet and we try to make changes in our life. And see, that's the thing, is that when people make changes in their life and the changes are real and they last, I commend anybody. I'm not going to use forever ammunition on them to make them feel bad about what they came from, okay? And the last one that I want to talk today about is entitlement. Entitlement and the put-downs. Entitlement in its own is not really a psychological. Together, we have a unified force. Okay, and let me explain what that looks like. A lot of folks out there in this world are entitled. They're entitled to the things that you have, the things that you've worked for, anything. A lot of times you might be married to this person that has entitlement. You might be in a family dynamic with a person that has entitlement. Everything that you have is theirs, and everything they have is theirs. Okay, and everything that you ever thought you wanted is theirs, and whatever title or whatever money or whatever career or whatever you have is theirs as well. Okay, and that in and of its own is entitlement. We've seen it lately. A lot of folks don't have that work ethic. You know, many people not working and entitled to their spouse's financial income, that sort of thing. But at the same point in time, there's these put downs. So you have the entitlement where the person is telling you, like, hey, this is mine. They don't see the difference between you and them and what you have and what they have. But also they're going to put you down as to what you still haven't gotten yet. And what I mean by that is, if you're working a job and you're working 6 days a week and you're making, let's say, $100,000 a year, and that's good money, and you're making that, they'll sit there and they'll take whatever they can out of that money, but then they'll turn around and tell you about how you're not making enough money and how you're not putting, you're not focusing and how you're not doing good enough and you're not successful enough and there's something wrong with you and you need to get this figured out. So not only are they not working, and not only do they take from what you have, and not only are they basically spending or doing whatever they want with that, they're also turning around and telling you that you need to be better, that you're not good enough, that you're not, you know, and so it's like this double-edged thing, right? So it's like not only are they not doing anything, they're also telling you about what you're not doing as well, and at the same time taking what you have and telling you about what you have is not good enough. This is always a very interesting dynamic, and I see it very often. It's like you're working your butt off, but apparently it's not good enough. And you could be doing more, and you could be focusing more, and you could be giving more to the family, you could be making more money, you could be doing this. Yes, and so if you're in this situation, I want you to start catching it, because a lot of times people go down a really tough road because they're overworked, they're overstressed, okay? They don't know what to do. They also start feeling guilt and shame because the other person with the put downs is making them feel bad because they're not making XYZ, or they don't have this title, or they haven't been able to buy this house. And once you do get these things, all of a sudden all these things become that person's things. And now you need to get more things. Okay, and I want us to think about it. It's not just the things, it's the entitlement. It's very interesting, and I want you to explore that, because a lot of times people can guise the entitlement with this type of put down, and the put down is devised to make you feel bad. But really, honestly, I think it's because the individual, even though they are not mindful or connected with their own life, they put us down for whatever reason, but it's a put down to make themselves feel better, right? There's a put down to make themselves feel better. And it's always interesting when you turn this dynamic around. And I've had clients where, you know, they before they started working with me, they would go off and be like, well, when you finally get a job, let's talk about it. And usually that doesn't go over real well. There's techniques and ways of going around that makes a person think, and that pushes their buttons in ways that are not completely direct. Because what happens is, when you say that, the person's going to throw up for every ammunition. The person's going to use the silent treatment, or they're going to turn around and use the victim reality. So when we return, we'll be talking more about that and ways that you can safeguard yourself. We got more left, so don't turn it. Don't turn the dial. Don't turn the dial. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Touché.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives. I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about the psychological games that people play. We've been focusing specifically on Forever Ammunition, the silent treatment, victim reality, victimhood, and entitlement and putting you down. Mm-hmm. And it's been interesting, you know, it's an interesting array of concepts that are used to basically manipulate and control. And I think that a lot of times it can be hard to spot. And the reason why it's hard to spot sometimes is that it's been happening your entire life. You didn't know what it was. You didn't know what was going on. You didn't know the definition for it. And it blindsides you. It's kind of like the concept when you've been surrounded your whole life with narcissistic folks, like people that really have a lot of signs of narcissism. And you're surrounded by that your whole life, and you have a tendency of what? You have a tendency of making friends with people who are extremely narcissistic. You have a tendency of dating people who are extremely narcissistic. And it seems comforting. It's almost like, you know, and you don't realize they're narcissists. Like, it's not like you realize in the beginning that you were surrounded by, like, an entire tribe of narcissists, and then you meet more narcissists. The thing is that it's blindsided because you're used to it. You're accustomed to it. It's your normal. And then eventually one day you're like, wow, why is it that now I realize that these people have some of these tendencies? Why is it that I'm the narcissistic magnet? Well, it's because, you know, there's that comfort in the discomfort. And much like the psychological games that people play, when you've been played your entire life with some of these games, when someone comes in and does the same thing, well, you go along with it, or you don't even see it, or it's a blind spot. And I find it interesting because people say, well, I don't know if that's true. Well, let me give you another example. If you've never had the silent treatment played on you and you've never experienced it and you are in a relationship with somebody and the next thing you know, you're having a discussion that you think is a joint discussion and they just stop speaking completely and basically start looking through you, you would literally be like, what the heck is this? What planet are you on? What are you doing? It would be so weird and so out of the ordinary that you wouldn't understand how to interpret it. Okay. However, when we've been around it, we acquiesce, we try to figure it out. And so just a couple of things that I want to go over because I know we only have a couple of minutes left. One thing is that, you know, people learn a lot of these behaviors and we learn a lot of behaviors of dealing with these things. Okay. And so I want us to start unlearning the learned behaviors. I want us to start connecting with the fact that, you know, if we keep trying to defend ourselves for forever ammunition, stop. Catch it. You just got to start catching it. It's just, you can't do anything but catch it. I'm not telling you to turn around the tables and change the world all in one day. I'm just saying, catch it. See what it is and just and work on stop defending yourself, realizing you don't have to. If you're in the, with the silent treatment, if you're getting the silent treatment and you're over there begging for the person to speak, ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why am I putting myself down? Why am I sitting here in this house when I could be jogging or running or taking the dog out or going grocery shopping or whatever else? Why am I sitting here waiting for this person to talk to me? Okay, and wasting my precious moments of my life. If it's the victim reality, why do I keep letting this person off the hook? Why do I keep taking responsibility for their bonehead choices and bad ideas? Okay, why do I keep allowing them to do this and why do I keep giving them more to do it with? And last but not least, if it's the entitlement and the put downs, why do I feel like I have to provide for this person? Why do I feel like I have to give them everything? Why do I feel like everything that I work for this hard is for them? And have I really thought about the resentment and anger that might be festering underneath? Based on the fact that I don't really feel that way, but why did I get lulled into that? Was mom or dad a provider? Did mom or dad provide beyond their ability and means? Did one person not really push or not really, you know, not really do anything? And I'm kind of falling back into that same pattern. I just want you to start seeing the patterns and programs. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and in the search engine, put Ashley Burgess. Burgess is spelled B-E-R-G-E-S. Ashley Burgess. You can go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. You can check out the other website we have, the 10-Day Challenge, the number 10DayChallenge.com. And, you know, in the meantime, being true to yourself, catching these things, catching these concepts, understanding the manipulation, starting to see it, just seeing it for what it is a massive change from going through with it. It's a massive change to falling prey to it. That's all we're doing right now. And then there's a lot of things that we can do to change the cycle, change the pattern, and to get our power back. And that's what this is all about. And that's what Live Your True Life is all about, is finding your power, finding it maybe for the first time, and holding on to it. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
It is interesting to see how the subjects on Ashley's True Life show and current events so often correlate with past events. As Ashley says, history often repeats itself. Our Dancestors genealogy research comes across great stories from the past that tie to families and our shared history regarding what happens in our country and our community. Dancestors clients have had ancestors that were colonizers, explorers, founders of religions, gunslingers, kings and queens, knights, pirates, heroic soldiers, witches, and witch hunters. Let's find out who the characters are in your family tree. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's dancestorsgenealogy.com. And fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.